Hood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police say a manhunt for a suspect linked to a deadly stabbing spree in Umzinto on the south coast has come to an end after the man was found dead. It's alleged he stabbed and killed his 32-year-old partner and four people in the Malangeni area on Saturday night. The provincial SAPS's Robert Netchwinder says it's believed the couple had an argument at home. He says after fleeing the house, the suspect allegedly stabbed two men on a road nearby.
Police received further reports that there were two other victims, aged 37 and 51 years old, who were stabbed and succumbed to their multiple stab injuries upon arrival at a clinic. Preliminary investigations suggested that they were also stabbed the same suspect. The motive of the stabbing spree is under investigation.
Police later found the man's body in nearby bushes and believe he may have taken his own life. The rising cost of essential goods, particularly staple food items, is likely to put a squeeze on spending this festive season. That's according to Debt Review Group, Debt Rescue, which says many households are under financial strain and turning to credit just to keep up with basic expenses like groceries, electricity and fuel.
Literally living on loans, on their credit cards, etc., to put food on the table, to put fuel in the car. And also that some people are having to make such drastic changes. They're cutting back on their food expenses. They're going for cheaper proteins, which are not necessarily the healthiest ones. We've got food instability.
Group's Annalene van der Poel has added that food inflation remains one of the biggest challenges facing households, as most items are transported by road and are directly affected by diesel costs. She has advised consumers to avoid the festive spending hype and urge those in need of debt relief solutions to seek help before it's too late.
The hype around the festive season, all the specials, the lights, lure us into possibly buying things we don't need or buying things we need and hoping that we're saving in the process coming in the new year. We end up in this very, very difficult situation where when the new year comes, it's the longest month of the year between paychecks, because if you get paid on the 15th of December, your next paycheck is only at the end of January again.
And police in the UK are searching for the suspects involved in yesterday's pepper spray attack at Heathrow Airport. One man has been arrested so far. 21 people, including a three-year-old girl, needed medical treatment after the incident, which appears to have stemmed from a suitcase robbery. Investigators say they've pieced together a chaotic chain of events after reviewing CCTV footage. London's Met Police say it's understood that a woman was robbed of her suitcase by a group of four men who sprayed a substance believed to be pepper spray in her direction. It happened in a car park lift, and others in the lift were affected. Officers have described the crime as an isolated incident. A recap of our lead story. KZN police say a manhunt for a suspect linked to a stabbing spree in Umzinto on the south coast has come to an end after the man was found dead. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.